If you are a kid, were a kid, have kids, or would like to be a kid again, turn your radio up. Hey, hello again. Here we go again with another edition of Bible-based stories and songs for the younger generation and the young at heart. Hello, this is Mr. Nick with We Kids, a good little radio program to help us to get to know God or to know Him better through His dear Son, the only one who could die and did die for the sins of the world, Jesus Christ. He is the heart of We Kids, and He's in my heart as well. And I hope, I pray, He's in your heart as well. Have you invited Him in? Hannah, Mary, Lawson, John, and sweet little smiling Lydia. Good to have you along. Mom, thanks for sending the proof. I hope you kept the picture. Hannah, let me see your front teeth there. Oh, yeah, they're coming in pretty well. Caitlin, thank you, too, for the picture. I like your smile, you sweet young lady. And Bethany, Kara, Aaron, and Amy, thank you so much for sending the family picture hiking at over 9,000 feet. Where is this? Copper Canyon? And that's where you minister? Terrific. It's nice to have you listening. And Jenny's friends, Rachel, David, Hannah, and Sarah, welcome back from France. Isn't it good to be home? And hi to you, too, if I haven't said hi to you. Welcome to We Kids. Now, why would someone ask God to send fire from the sky? And when it hit, what did it do? You'll hear the answers to these questions in a few minutes during Bible time, if you stay tuned. Bible-based, Christ-centered, and fun. Not yet, T-Bone player. Fun for the kids of the radio neighborhood. This is We Kids. And have you ever wondered?
Who turned the light out in the sky? Who made the moon look like a pumpkin pie? God did.
That's true.
God did.
Sing it, Mary.
Who made the clouds like marshmallows? Just like my favorite bed pillow. God did.
All right. That's true.
Who made everything from the great big world to the intricate things? God did. Who made the rainbow after the flood? Dirt and water to play in the mud? God did. God did.
Beginning the program with the beginning of the book, the Bible, which says, Genesis 1:1, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. I am still amazed at people who say, all of this just happened. Nothing times zero chance equals everything? No. It is God who made us, and it is God who made you, youngster, you sweet, you precious kid. And it is God, best of all, who sent his Son, Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ, the God-man, to teach us about life, about sin, about forgiveness, about following God and knowing him, and about that gift of, that wonderful gift of eternal life. What a great God we have. So remember that first verse. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth.
You hung all the stars and named them one by one. You rolled up the moon and lit the sun. Tipping up the mountains, pouring out the sea. Then you turned around and you made me. You're a great big God, a very busy God, but you take time for me. You're a great big God, a very busy God, but you take time for me. You control the thunder, cause the wind to blow, send the driving rain and silent snow. Open every flower, color every tree, then you sit right down and talk to me. You're a great big God, a very busy God, but you take time for me. You're a great big God, a very busy God, but you take time for me. You're a great big God, a very busy God, but you take time for me. You're a great big God, a very busy God, but you take time for me.
Yes, God is very busy running the universe, and yet he takes time for us. Because he loves us. Mr. Nick here with We Kids. Bible time now, based on 1 Kings chapter 18. Now this true story about fire from heaven. This has to do with the prophets of Baal and the prophet of God, who is Elijah. Elijah challenged the prophets of Baal. He told them to prepare a sacrifice on an altar and ask their God to set it on fire. And then he would ask the Almighty God, the true God, to set it on fire. Then they would see whose God was real. And so the prophets of Baal cried out to their God all morning. At noon, Elijah began to make fun of them. He said, "Pray louder. If Baal really is a god, maybe he is thinking. Or maybe he's busy, or maybe he's traveling. Maybe he is sleeping, so you'll have to wake him." The afternoon passed, and the prophets continued to act wildly. They continued until it was time for the evening sacrifice. But no voice was heard. Baal did not answer. Then Elijah said to all the people, "Now come to me." So they gathered around him. Elijah rebuilt the altar of the Lord, because it had been torn down by the prophets of Baal. Elijah used these stones to rebuild the altar in honor of the Lord. Then he dug a small ditch around it. It was big enough to hold about 13 quarts of seed. Elijah put the wood on the altar. He cut the bull into pieces and laid them on the wood. And then he said, "Fill 4 jars with water. Put the water on the meat and on the wood." Then Elijah said, "Do it again." And they did it again. Then he said, "Do it a third time." And they did it the third time. So the water ran off of the altar and filled the ditch. It was time for the evening sacrifice. So the prophet Elijah went near the altar. He prayed, "Lord, you are the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel. I ask you now to prove that you are the God of Israel." And then fire from the Lord came down. It burned the sacrifice, the wood, the stones, and the ground around the altar. It also dried up the water in the ditch. And when all the people saw this, they fell down to the ground. They cried, "The Lord is God! The Lord is God!" Youngster, this is absolutely true. Read it for yourself during family Bible time, 1 Kings chapter 18. And here's a good verse to remember, Psalm 46:10. Cease striving and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. What a powerful God we serve. Fire from heaven, can you think of that? I would not want to have been a prophet of Baal in those days. In fact, never, because I serve the living God. As for me and my house, we serve the Almighty God, the maker of heaven and earth. And now, thanks, drummer. Time for our wonderful Wee Kids March. Zachary and Angela. Oh, you sweet kids. You're going to be marching today? Angela, whoops, you don't want to do it? Zachary, you win it, my good man. You're march leader over here. Britt, I'm making you march leader here. And Carolyn, I'm making you march leader ahead of William, Madeline, and sweet little Lillian, not to mention Charles and Joanna. Hi, Mom and Dad. Nice to have you listening, too. Mark, I'm making you march leader over here. Catherine, how would you like to be ahead of Laura and Lisa? Mr. Nick is picking you. Sherilyn, I'm putting you ahead of Marilyn. Well, you wanted to be. And one more, Esther Jane, you're picked by Mr. Nick. Now, Mama, Papa, if I've not picked a march leader, will you please pick one for Oops? Is this an instrument to play? Can you tune it? Oh, brother. Mom, Dad, if I've not picked a march leader yet, will you please pick one for me? Thank you. You know the rules to our wonderful Wee Kids March? Feet in time with the music, knees up high, watch out for little marchers, and be sure to watch out for the trombone players during our wonderful Wee Kids March. And they're off. Good marching, Rebecca, right from the very beginning. Hello, Caleb. Here comes Jen and Joy and Jenny. Samantha, hello to you. Left, you left, you left, you right, you left. Watch out for the bone players, Michael. You know, they have trouble seeing and playing at the same time. But if there was ever a way to go, being trampled by a trombone player would be wonderful, huh? Easy, bone players. Here comes Elizabeth. Annalise and Christina come marching through. Josiah and Johanna, good marching. And I see the Johanna over in this family, all smiles. Supposed to be behind Carolyn. Hello, William. Hello, Madeline. Hello, Lillian. Hello, Charles. Here comes Andre. And Millie. Oh, you kids are doing very well this time. Timothy comes marching in. Are you leading or following, young man? Hello, Sarah Beth. Hello, Rebecca. Hello, Maribeth. This is our wonderful Weekends March. If you've just tuned in, fall into line and join the other marchers in the radio neighborhood here. Marina, good marching. Hello, Mark. Hello, Allie. Here comes Kelly marching through. Esther Jane, good march leading. Hello, Wesley. Hello, Tiffany. What is going on back there? Behave yourself, please.
Oh, my goodness.
And they're even participating overhead. I can hardly believe this. All the way to the end now.
Good marching, kiddos. You may be seated.
Radio for Little Ones with the big message of new life in Christ.
KeysForKids.net.
Like nothing else on the radio, this is We Kids.
I am a koinonia kid. And if you ask me what that is, I'll tell you this. It means fellowship and caring, worshiping and sharing. Yes, I am a koinonia kid. And I'm so happy. I want the whole wide world to see that I'm so happy. And I know God.
Does it cost coins to be a Koinonia kid? No, because the price has been paid already.
Touch your finger to your nose. Bend from the waist way down and touch your toes. And when you come up slowly, start to sing. And say to the Lord, I love you. I love you.
Being afraid, but sometimes I get scared anyway. And when I do, I just think about you and how much you love me. And I'm not afraid anymore. I love you, Lord.
Lord, once right in the middle of a game, I lost my baseball. I looked all through those weeds. Then I prayed. When I opened my eyes, there was my baseball right at my feet. I love you, Lord.
Oh, Lord, I remember when we moved to a new town. I didn't have any friends. It could have been so hard, but you were there. You're my best friend. I love you, Lord.
If you love the Lord, be sure to tell Him so. After all, He's the one who reached down and loved us first. Lord, we bless Your holy name.
I will bless Thee, O Lord.
Praise God for His loving kindness, for His grace, for His faithfulness, for His power. Oh, do you remember that Bible story about the prophet of God, Elijah, and the prophets of Baal who failed? And the fire that fell from heaven? Oh, that was a fantastic story. It's a true story from 1 Kings chapter 18. and Psalm 46:10 to go along with it. God says, "Cease striving and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth." And it's true. We worship the Almighty, the All-Powerful God. If you have Jesus Christ living in your heart, you belong to Him. And believe me, that's good, good news. Well, look at that. Looks like my transportation out today is floating over here. If you don't mind, I'll see if I can step into this and get her started up. Come on, boat. You can start, or it's going to be Walk City for me. It looks like we're running. Remember, kiddo, God loves you, and I love you too. I truly, duly do. See you next time. The SS Fleet Kids is on!